Right from the start, Tuesday's attorney general debate was contentious. David Levitt is the Utah County attorney, and he's challenging the incumbent Sean Reyes in the Republican primary. After Levitt outlined his top priority, criminal justice reform, he went in for a jab.
Attorney General Sean Reyes has done nothing to reform the criminal justice system. He believes in the lock-em-up mentality that is destroying all of us. And I will say, punishment, yes, retribution, no. It's about redemption.
Reyes fired back.
Certainly criminal justice reform is an important issue, but it's not the most important issue. And anybody who tells you that it is not qualified to be the attorney general.
Matthew Burbank is a political science professor at the University of Utah. He points out that both candidates are lifelong Republicans, and on paper, you might expect them to have similar positions.
And yet, they really showed kind of very different approaches to the questions about how you should run the attorney general's office and what the role of the attorney general is.
The candidates differed on how to address the violent clashes between protesters and police. But one of the most heated moments came when Levitt accused Reyes of being under the thumb of his political donors.
We have seen over and over and over again that the attorney general, not just this attorney general, but for the last 20 years, attorneys general have put a for sale sign on the office of the attorney general.
Reyes dismissed the allegation.
There hasn't actually been an allegation that any decision that I've made in my office to investigate or not to investigate, to prosecute or not to prosecute, has been influenced by any campaign.
The latest poll from May 20th shows Reyes ahead 63% to 37%, and Burbank said that it's unlikely Levitt will be able to close the gap.
In a state like Utah, which is heavily Republican, right, being the incumbent Republican office holder is a big advantage.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Shoshana Buxbaum.